Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Catlin here, and this is my very, very first podcast, and it's called Living Your Best Life. I'm so excited to be on here to start this podcast because I am so passionate about helping individuals to just begin to live your best life. Let me tell you just a little bit about me. Yes, I'm a visionary. I'm an entrepreneur. I have a plethora of experience in holistic health, the fashion and beauty industry, as well as a little bit in government contracting. I'm telling you, I'm an author. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm a mother. I'm an inspiration to so many. I am a life strategist. Yes, I spend my time, regardless of any of my businesses, I spend my time, my days, just inspiring people to begin to live. Just to begin to live and live it to their extent, okay? Yes, I am very, very, very passionate about life. I just pride myself in living a holistic life and just really, really residing in Shanti. Shanti is just peace. So I wanted to create this podcast because simply like this, I want to hop on here and just give tips every single week on just living your best life. So let's just hop right in and let's just really, really, really think about this. What does it really mean to live your best life? You know, there are so many, many visions that I'm sure that you have in reference to how to better your tomorrow. There's so many dreams and aspirations that you have within your soul and your spirit. You know, there's so many things you want to do out in life. But I'm here to tell you that the first thing that we have to do is really just clarify what the best life is for yourself. Once we have clarity in living the best life, I promise you, my loves, that you will forever, forever not forget the vision. So when we say, what does it mean to live your best life? I promise you, it is your visions that you have that consist of various things in your future. You know, whether it be, you know, finding a career that you actually love, becoming an entrepreneur, losing weight, stop smoking, whatever it may be, it's whatever you determine is your best life. I'm just here to tell you, when you start to live it fearlessly. So, you know, whatever your vision may be, I'm here to say to you, what are you waiting for, my friends? Like, you need to live your best life now. Living your best life is simply living up to your own individual potential. You know, it simply means, you know, actually going out and doing the things that you, my love, simply hope to do someday in your life. So I'm telling you, I'm here to say, this podcast is for living your best life. I want you to know to start to do it today. Today. Now, listen, when you are thinking about creating your best life that you could possibly live, it's going to require you to have some commitments as far as in your personal growth. You know, you have to be willing to change, to grow, to do whatever it takes to live that best life that you envision. You know, living your best life also means just living a balanced life. Balanced life. You know, balanced life is so important in regards to healthy living. That's why I said I pride myself in living a holistic life. That includes eating right, exercising, meditation. It also includes taking care of oneself, that self-care, that time when you spend with yourself to really just nurture you. You know, it's called a balanced life. You know, nurture all aspects of yourself, your mind, your body, in your spirit. You see, all these things play a part with living your best life. This is how you get to your best life. You know, there's also some components, you know, that's some things you have to do, but there's also some things that you have to do as well. There's three different areas. You have to have strength. You have to have strength. You know, being your best and living your best means you're going to have to do the things that are simply difficult and challenging. You know, it is so easy to just sit back and just watch your life stay in the comfort zone, right? But if you dig deep in your soul and pull upon that strength, you're going to do some things that are difficult and challenging, and you're going to conquer those things. You know, you can build your strength of character by simply just challenging yourself and doing the things that other people might consider to be difficult. You know, strength is very important when it deals with living your best life. The second point is courage. You got to have courage. It takes courage to create a life that you desire, my friends. It takes a lot of courage, right? You know, as you explore and honor what you really want to do for yourself, I'm telling you, you're going to find out that you're going to have to break some old habits. You're going to make some hard changes in your life. It may include walking away from friendships and other relationships that no longer support your growth and your goals. You may encounter some resistance from your friends and family as they see you take your future into your own hands, right? These are all the things with dealing with living your best life. You may also find that even when you try to live your best life, you'll find that some people just simply don't support you, you know, or they are just simply, you know, they just don't believe in your vision for yourself. Well, I'm here to tell you that all these people, you know, that you may see in your life that simply just don't support you living your best life are the same people that will just simply prefer to be stuck, okay? They want to be stuck in their life, so they want you to be stuck. This is why they will try to pull on your courage and tell you all the ways you can't do something. But I'm telling you that you may have to literally eliminate some people in your life. You see, you have to break those old habits with those folks, and you need to simply decide and be determined enough and have courage to make this change in your life. Number three is self-respect. You know, living your best life really begins with being grateful for the life that you're currently living. You have to be grateful, right? You have to appreciate life. You have to respect yourself in your body. Your body is your vehicle for this journey when we talk about living your best life and living it fearlessly. You know, you have to give your vehicle some fuel. You have to maintenance it, right? So you have to have self-respect. You know, building yourself of self-worth and inspiring and motivating yourself is really, really you respecting you. So this podcast, again, is all about living your best life. And this first episode is really just taking a look at exactly what does it mean to live your best life. So we looked at strength, courage, and self-respect. And the last one, but not least, is organization. When we talk about living our best life, you really need to journal, my friends. You need to write it down. You need to have concrete goals and desires for your life. You need to bring the clarity onto paper. So when we speak about living your best life, this is essentially what it is. Going for it, going hard at it, regardless, having that strength to just keep moving, get the courage, have the self-respect, and remain organized. This was Living Your Best Life. I am Dr. Catlin, and I'm super, super elated to be able to share with all of my loves and all my friends on another platform, which is this podcast. Share it, tell a friend, and check me out next Wednesday, the same time for 10 whole minutes. I will see you guys, talk to you guys next week. Bye.